Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You had mentioned tech companies, and that's the real pathway to, you know, billion-dollar valuations. But a lot of companies, black companies, are not tech companies, right? So you mentioned, like, you know, cosmetic industry and food industry, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
How many companies are you seeing on the tech side as opposed to the other side, just even available to invest in? And how would you encourage people to actually even start to think about the tech company? Because I feel like most of the companies that we're starting are on aligns of those cosmetic companies, food companies. Good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but from a scalability standpoint, they're not going to be Microsoft. So that's a problem, but it also comes from having a certain level of education to even know, like, when you kind of know what you're familiar with. We're familiar with food, we're familiar with hair, we're familiar with makeup. So that would make sense why we would start those type of companies. We traditionally have not been familiar with, you know, multi-level tech, high-level tech and different
database solutions, type of
industries, cybersecurity, stuff like that. So talk about that, because I think that's part of the problem too. We're starting businesses that are not scalable on an extremely large level.
No, Rashad, you brought up a good point. So two things here. At our firm, we're 50% CPG, consumer packaged goods, and we are 50% tech. So that's why you heard some names on CPG. We lean heavy food and beverage, heavy beauty and wellness. So some names, excuse me, you're going to hear on that side. But on the other side, we are 50% tech, like Goal Setter, Capway. But people also have to start thinking of their company as a tech company. And what type of tech can you infuse in your product company? And then therefore it becomes a tech company and not just a CPG company. So a lot of our CPG companies do have a tech component. So you can have the product business. I'm trying to think of this one girl. She's not in a company we invested in, but she had like hosiery and it was nude, but she had like this whole thing with AI where you put your hand up and it matches your skin tone. Mm. So she had, yes, artificial intelligence, and she had the, you know, it was all pretty much her IP on it. It was tech they built out. So she owned it in addition to selling hosiery.
For those who are maybe black in a tech space, what subsectors of tech should they look to build in that will allow them to get funding? Because I know social media is super crowded. I think the AI wave has kind of been over-exaggerated a little bit. What do you think are some spaces that we should gravitate to for the next 4 or 5 years if we're looking to build there?
When you look at the future of work, health tech, I would say, is very heavy as far as 4 to 5 years. There's even this thing where people are building superhumans. Have y'all heard about that?
I think they had one at a football game the other day. They had one.
Are you serious?
It was just sitting there. Yeah, it was the company that is trying to create them had one sitting at the LA Rams game.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
No, it is. It is scary. But either way, that the health tech space, that's one. Anything dealing with the future of work. That's why AI got so big, because you saw ChatGPT, you saw that anything doing the future of work and productivity is big, but health tech is very, very big. Health tech, ag tech, everybody's looking at Africa right now.
Yeah, they want to, yeah.
Yeah, so agriculture tech, and then and I get there often. I'm a queen in Cote d'Ivoire, so I get there like back and forth. And I just started checking out the startup scene. And I was like, oh my gosh, y'all are on to something. So I issued 3 grants over there to make sure I'm keeping track of what is going. But ag tech, opportunities in Africa, I would say Egypt, Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire has a scene. Who else has a scene over there? But ag tech and health tech, because those are two things that are always going to be necessities in our life. Health. And natural resources as far as food.
Yep.
So health tech and ag tech. Let me think of what else.
Cybersecurity, maybe.
That's always. And that's always good money.
Yeah.
That's always good money.
That's a good list.
Yeah, we could take
I would definitely say those. And I know my sister is watching. She is like a huge fan. She's addicted to y'all show.
Hey, Queen, how you doing?
You just made me.
Ashley. Shout out Erica. Yeah.
Shout out Ashley and Erica.
Yeah. While you were speaking, I was thinking from the international investment standpoint, is that something, not for this fund, but is that something that you dabble in as well?
Yeah, for fund two, we're actually allocated 20% for international. And we've already had an investment in Australia and two in Canada. But Africa, I got to get a scout for Africa, because they're prime. Like, it's awesome right now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.